FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says South Africa's economy is expected to grow by 1.1% this year.
This is lower than the estimate of 1.3% in February. Over the medium term, growth is forecast to average 1.8%. This underscores the need for higher inclusive growth to meet the aspirations of a better life for all.
Godongwana has tabled the first mini-budget of the seventh administration in Parliament. He began his speech by paying tribute to his predecessor and former Reserve Bank Governor Tito Mboweni, who passed away earlier this month. Godongwana says Mboweni will be remembered for his contribution to progressive labour market regulations and modernising the country's monetary policy.
In one of his last public interviews, Governor Mboweni, as he liked to be called, spoke of the next few years being defined as the infrastructure years, where the national obsession should be on building the much-needed infrastructure. He would be proud that today, a cornerstone of our policy statement is the announcements of bold and far-reaching infrastructure reforms.
Taxi Council Santaco has called on taxi operators in Nongoma to sit down and thrash things out rather than turning to guns to resolve their disputes. Another taxi driver has been shot and killed in the northern KZN town. Police say the 30-year-old man was in his vehicle when he was ambushed by gunmen. The murder follows that of two other operators who were shot dead inside a minibus outside Nongoma last week, and another one who was found dead on Station Road in Verulam, north of Durban, on Monday night. Taxi Council Santaco's Sfisa Shangase.
We are pleading with the individuals that are connected to these killings that this is not a solution. We are pleading with them then to probably have a settled, negotiated settlement. Because if people sit around the table and then they get a long-term resolution, it brings stability and peace within the transportation association, which is actually working in that particular area.
The Durban police officer found with a bank card belonging to a hijacking victim has been denied bail. Constable Minenhle Makai was tasked with moving the recovered vehicle of the Ramsamy family, whose 11-year-old daughter Zara was killed during the incident in Malvern last month. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhyal reports from the Durban Magistrates Court.
Constable Makaye claimed during his bail hearing that he took Mrs. Ramsamy's card from the car after mistaking it for his. He was arrested after the card was used to buy around 1,000 rand worth of liquor. Today, Magistrate Ashwin Singh raised concerns about why Makaye did not hand in the card once he realized it wasn't his. Singh said the officer sat with the bank card for almost a month, making his claim hard to believe. Another 272 bank cards were found at Makaye's home when he was arrested. The court heard most of them were taken from two bank branches in KwaMashu during the July riots over 3 years ago. The magistrate found that there was merit in the state's argument that the constable could interfere with witnesses if released on bail. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
The top story, the finance minister says South Africa's economy is expected to grow by 1.1% this year. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas pick up 4 Bangladesh wickets at the close of day 2 to finish well on top. Western Province currently 191/8 on day 1 against the Hollywood Bets Dolphins. And plenty of football coming up tonight, both locally and internationally.